You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Winnipeg, my first time headed your way. I'll be there Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd. Omaha, we're going to do it this time. I promise you, last time we got our flights canceled. This time, we're taking a straight shot. I'll be there Friday, March 29th and Saturday, March 30th. Columbus, Ohio. I'm fired up to head your way. Never been there. My first time coming to your beautiful city. I'll be there Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Los Angeles. I'm excited to announce that I'm part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I have my own show Sunday, May 12th at the Bourbon Room. You guys ask me, how come you're not on Netflix? Well, here's a chance to sell this thing out and show them why I should be. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. All tickets available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to the way back, y'all. Ryan Sickler here. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. RyanSickler.com. I'm here today with my guest, Joe List. Welcome to the way back, Joe.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. This is a very comfy seat,
you
may
like
I say.
It?
I like it very much.
Bro, this is that back seat in the station wagon. Looking out the back. when you would give the finger or moon. Someone's going to moon the camera on this couch. I don't know who it's going to be, but someone will.
Well, there's guests in studio, so it can't be
yeah, today. Not the best day to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a family here, for God's sakes.
But you want to plug and promote anything you'd like there, Joe List?
Sure.
I got your specials, your pods.
I got 3 specials on YouTube. I Hate Myself, This Year's Material, and Enough for Everybody. They're all out. Free YouTube and comedianjoelist.com for dates. Joe List Comedy on Instagram and Twitter.
So thank you. This is a comfortable seat. I found this dude. He's an older Mexican guy. I went out and met him. I took my daughter with me on this little adventure. I was like, let's go see. And this dude takes all these old station wagon seats and truck seats and reupholsters them. And we went and sat down and checked a bunch of them out. My daughter's like, this blue and the blue one. I was like, I don't want to do black. She's like, blue. I was like, blue it is. So here we are.
It's beautiful. And this Afghan, is that what that is?
Yeah, my grandma made that. That's her. That's a homemade Afghan. I wanted a little touch of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what could we do? And threw that in here. It's a nice little splash.
It reminds me of Roseanne.
That's what I said the other day. The Roseanne set. Exactly. A little bit. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
We got the old school radio behind here. No cassette. No, I don't even think there's an 8-track in that one.
I love the presets on that. You'd press them and the thing would dial would jump. Yeah.
That was the best. That's high tech, bro. Yeah.
I love it.
So tell us a little bit about growing up, what it was like. You're from Boston, right?
Yeah, well, South Shore of Massachusetts, about 35 minutes south of Boston. Whitman, Massachusetts. Birthplace of the chocolate chip cookie. You can look it up.
Is that right?
Yeah. People always look it up and then they're like, hey, you were right about that. I'm like, well, I wasn't right. I was telling you a thing.
A fact.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Chocolate chip cookies had to come from somewhere.
That's right. They came from my town, baby. And it was very, suburban, regular. Everything just feels very normal when you grow up. It was very, we had a nice little backyard, small house, no basement, just like a, whatever you call that. Ranch.
Rancher.
Is that what it is? No, I don't know. What's a ranch?
Yeah, ranch is one level.
Yeah, one level, no basement, small, like little, it looks like the Monopoly house.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of kids in my street. I had a dead end street, and somehow there was just a ton of children. No, my
princess
penis.
Loves.
Princess is very sweet, and my she princess. Stepped in my balls, which I like. That's my thing. but yeah, it was very, suburban, and everyone was, on their bikes and we were all latchkey kids. You had the key in the bottom of your shoe, like just cash in your sock and you rode around and then eventually your mother would yell your name and you rode home. It was beautiful. It was like the Sandlot.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did you just have a crew where you could go get a bunch of kids together to play ball or whatever?
Yeah, there were so many of us. I mean, there was literally 17 kids on our street, all within seven years of each other.
Yeah.
And we always played, baseball with a tennis ball. Like you'd have gloves and aluminum bats and you'd play with a tennis ball right in the street. We called it the circle because our street kind of had like a Y and then that area you'd just play in the street.
You just gave me a flashback, man. You ever meet kids where you're like, man, they're different. You know what I'm talking about?
Of course.
We one time my dad had a friend that he was in the Navy with and he lived in Minnesota and we were in probably 9th, 10th grade. And he's like, we're going to go out and visit them. We had never done anything like this. We're like, what? We're going to go see one of your old Vietnam buddies. What the fuck? So we fly to Minnesota. It's me, my two brothers. And then they had 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And these 2 kids are cussing like, whatever, dad, shut the fuck up. And we're like, what? And my dad just looks at us like, man, it ain't even going to go down. So
right.
At night, my dad's like, we're going to go catch up. You guys go out and play with them. These 2 kids take a fucking fire glove, for the fireplace. They put one each on. They dip a tennis ball in gasoline. They light it on fire and then they play catch in the middle of the street. My brothers and I are like, these kids, we like
that's
these kids.
That's amazing.
Never in my life. Yeah.
That's the kind of thing if you put it in a movie, someone would be like, hold on, cut. Well, this doesn't happen. What is this? I mean, that's
they were hoodlums, man. They took us also. This is the only time I've done this, but they had a golf course right behind their house.
Uh-huh.
And at night they would take us and we'd wade in the pond. And feel the golf balls and then get the golf balls. And then the next day we're going back and we're just walking the course and selling them to the golfers.
Wow. It's so funny. My wife's brother did a very similar thing and he made a ton of money. He did exactly that. He went on the driving range, scooped up the balls and sold used balls. And then eventually the golf course found out and was like, get that out of here.
The other people are like, that's my ball.
Yeah, exactly. It has my initials on it. But yeah, we had some kids like that, but that was, I felt that way. I have an uncle who's 4 years older than me. It's a wacky family.
Yeah.
And I felt that with my uncle and cousin who were just a few years older than me. And I was like, these guys are nuts. And one time I used to tell this story in my act. My uncle was babysitting us, which is already weird that we look the same age and he's the babysitter. And my cousin.
That is, dude. He's 18. You're 14.
Yeah. I mean, we were younger. It was like 14 and 10 or something. And my cousin went to use the bathroom. And then my uncle was like, watch this. And he turned off all the lights in the house. It was pitch black. And then he took a potpourri spray. Remember the old like.
Yeah.
And he took a like a Zippo and a potpourri. And when my cousin was walking back up the hallway in pitch black and the younger kids are watching, he sprayed a fireball like a. Which was crazy. And
right
I was like, this
face.
Is not. I was like, I can't believe this. But what was even crazier is my cousin, like somehow instead of being shocked and crazy by this, he like yes-anded it and went like, ah, ah. And he like pranked my uncle. And then my uncle was like throwing the lights on. And he's like, you got to be kidding. Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, my God. And then my cousin was like, just kidding. I got you. Yeah. And I'm like, you're both out of your fucking mind. Like, my uncle was like, this will be funny. I'll spray fire at my cousin. My cousin was like, this will be funny. I'll convince everyone I don't have a face anymore. And I remember just being 10 and being like, you can't leave me with these people anymore. This is no good.
I met friends in high school. We go to their party. And, you know, we had no parents from 16 on. So we were the place where you'd go to party. But then we go to, like, every now and then somebody's like, oh, my parents are gone. We'll do it over here. We go over there. And they were doing, back then, butane was big.
Okay.
You know, like whippets and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They would go straight to the store. My brother got in and just hit butane from the lighters. And I mean, it just freezes your brain. Like it freezes. And then they started trying to fire blow with it. And my one friend, he fucking hit that butane, put the lighter on, and goes, and it just popped on his face. It burned. I mean, no eyebrows, no hair up in the front, no bags, no nothing. I was like, good God.
It's terrifying. And
it's so stupid.
We did a lot of playing with fire. And yeah, once I learned that from my uncle, I didn't shoot at people's faces, but all the time I'd be in the fireplace and shooting, you know, potpourri or whatever. And then like Bacardi 151 was big. We'd always be lighting stuff on fire, alcohol. Yeah. Fire's fun.
I'll never forget. My mom was cheating on my dad with this old man. And she used to take us to his house and make us play outside and shit. And my brother was like a bit of a pyro. So the old man thought he was going to teach my brother a lesson. So he gives him a box. And this day I looked at my brother and I was like, yeah, we might be twins, but you're different, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He gives him a box of 1,000 matches. He sits us outside and he's like, I want you to light every one of those matches until they're gone. My brother's like, fuck yeah, no problem. And the lesson he's thinking is at some point he's going to get burned by one of them and he's going to be like, okay, it's, you know, nope. My brother... fucking makes a teepee out of all the matches and takes one match and strikes it and drops it on that. It went, this dude came running out on the porch. He was like, what the fuck are you doing? My brother's like, you said light them all. It took him seconds. He just set them all up. Dropped them all. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking.
I mean, that's impressive.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, that's a different philosophy.
Yeah,
right
it's like
there.
Some think outside the box. He's like Christopher Columbus.
Because we used to do the just flick it right at you. You know, the old matchbook, like, and it would fly. And
yeah, we never did that. We never did anything.
We used
fire
to do
that
all the
other.
Time.
Yeah.
We did. We flick matches.
No, we just had. I just had the one spraying fire incident, and that was a wrap on the shooting fire
Man,
at each other.
You're giving me a lot of memories right now. So. What was the store in the mall? Brookstone that had all the invention-y
massage chairs and
all
stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, on the East Coast, you might be familiar with this. When your locks freeze on your car, they just had this little key thing. It heated up and you'd put it in to defrost the lock.
Yeah.
And we had friends in school that would have them. And if you were just sitting there in a short sleeve shirt from behind, they'd burn the shit out of you on the inside. You just in class, they'd be like, you'd be like, ha! Like that. The teacher, what's going on back there, Joe? Like, nothing. No. My God.
That's insane.
He's looking just burned all on here. Yeah.
I mean, it makes me think of the cigarette lighter in the car, which was around forever. And that thing was terrifying.
The hottest
too.
Thing on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd torture each other, being like, yeah, come here, you fight. And then you're like, no. Which is also just crazy that like cars had a built-in like, all right, well, everyone's going to smoke. And then they had the ashtray that pulled out, too.
Everyone smoked, so here it is.
Yeah.
And when you heard it kick out, poof, you knew that thing was piping hot red and you push it out like you mother.
Yeah, I can remember my aunt and grandmother having like a full ashtray, just like a snowstorm of ashes and cigarettes all dead in there. That was fun.
So there was a story we were talking before that I really want to hear about. We were talking about a contest and you won something. Yeah. I really want to hear this.
Yeah. So is that, first of all, I hadn't thought of this story in like 25 years. It's just one of those things that was like, I forgot about it.
It's the way back, bro.
And I started telling, I was on the Joker's, Impractical Joker's cruise with all the guys. And my wife and I were in our little cabin, hotel room on the ship. We were going to the Bahamas, and I was like, oh, that reminds me. My parents went to the Bahamas when I was a kid. I won a go-kart, and they traded it for a trip to the Bahamas. And I was telling it, like, isn't this funny? And my wife looked up. I looked at her, and she just started crying. She was like, they took your go-kart? And it wasn't, literally, I've lived my whole life. I was 40 years old, and I was like, wait, maybe that was really traumatic. But so what happened was... And it's always weird when you think you're telling a funny story and then people are like, oh,
crying,
my God.
Crying, yeah.
And she was like, this really changes, like this explains so much about who you are to me. But I went to, it was a place called Stone's Video. It was like a video store. You could buy, and I think it was like a package store, a liquor store too. Like you could buy booze and then they had VHS to rent and everything. One stop shop. And they had like, one time they had like a go-kart sitting on like a display.
Do you remember? Describe it.
It was like, there was
blue,
no,
was it was silver?
Like, it was, I think it was black, but it was like a frameless, I think it was probably black, just the bar. Like it looked like a camera tripod, but a car. It was just, you fill out a little form and your number and stuff. And then you put your name and you put it in the bucket and then they draw it. So I put my name in. I was like,
just, man, one.
I think I was 89. So I was seven. I think I just did one.
That's
maybe
it.
I put my sister's
name. You
didn't
name. Do like 900 of them and shove them in there and
no.
just one.
Put it in there, forgot about it. We get the call. And then my parents are like, remember that go-kart thing? And I was like, yeah. And they're like,
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You won!
The Way Back is sponsored by BetterHelp. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right, but sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, anyone. All right? Look, I'm a big believer in therapy. Therapy is great for so many things. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. It helps you set boundaries. And it really empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/wayback today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wayback. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy by delivering dietitian-approved meals right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie. Plus, there's even over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals a week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. No prep means no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Head to factormeals.com/sickler50 and use code sickler50 to get 50% off. That's code sickler50 at factormeals.com/sickler50 to get 50% off.
And I was like, what?
I would be.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Seven years old and you won. Also, you won something. Had you ever won anything before
that? I never
then?
Won anything. Yeah. No. I mean, like, I'd played Little League and stuff yeah. and maybe we'd won, but like, it wasn't like I did it.
Contest you know? Is different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was mind blowing to me. And then you also, as a kid, you don't get a lot of wins anyway. You don't get to choose the meal or what time to go to bed or whatever. So any victory was huge, but this was like a win. I was like, we have a go-kart. Oh my. And we're like shaking each other like, this is crazy. Come on up, puppy.
No, just want to come over and say hi.
So anyways, we won. And my memory is foggy because this was, you know, 34 years ago or whatever. So we went and got the go-kart. And I can remember cruising up and down my street. Like it was a dead-end street with tons of kids. And it was like a gauntlet. Oh my God, you found it.
I got it for you.
Holy shit. How did you
there
do that?
Is, there it is.
How
well
did you
done.
Do that?
I was doing some searching.
I mean, that's amazing. Yeah, see, there you go. Is the date on there? Oh yeah, Joseph, 7. That's me.
Hell yeah.
7 years old.
That's some proof right there.
And there I am. Look how happy I am. At the wheel with my sis. And the guy looks just like my dad. He looks like my dad's brother.
He does. Is this rigged?
But yeah, we won it, and I'm a little sad, happy boy in there. And I remember bringing it home and driving up and down, and there was like a gauntlet of kids. Like, yeah. And for the first time in my life, I
You're
felt
a fucking
like,
neighborhood legend.
Yeah, and maybe the last time in my life, I felt like I am somebody. I got it. I'm the guy, dude.
Yeah.
And I was cruising around, and people would be like, "You what? Can I get a ride?" I'm like, yeah, all right, you can get a ride. And you know,
and it's a two-seater. A lot of go-karts are just a one-seater.
Yeah, it's
you
pretty,
got passengers in there,
although
bro.
The steering wheel looks like it's in the middle, it so it does. Feels like a one-seater.
Oh, maybe it is a one-seater. You guys are just squeezed in there.
I think so, but it was a thrill. And then my parents sat me down, there they are, and they were like, we can't keep the go-kart, it's too
Steven,
much.
Steven
and Deb.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Steven Deb.
Steven Deb. And they were like,
wait, hold on. How long do you have it before they sit down and tell you?
Not long. I feel like it was the day. I think they did.
day.
I think it was like a minute. I'm sure as soon as I won it, they were like, we can't have a goddamn go-kart. He's 7. He's an idiot. And I don't know. I don't know what you do with a go-kart. Like, if you have a go-kart, where do you go with it? I don't even know.
Up and down your street and stuff. That's it. Around yeah, well, your yard. You tear your yard up, you know.
Yeah, that's what we did for a day.
A damn day.
And then I remember them kind of sitting down and being like, we can't keep it. It's too much. Was not. You're very young and whatever. And they were like, I was like, oh, okay. And when you're a kid, you just kind of accept what your parents tell you. You're like, all right, I guess, fuck. And then they were like, and we actually already traded. Now, this is where it's crazy. They traded it to my uncle's brother, like in-law uncle brother, for a trip. Somehow, I don't know the details because people always ask follow-up questions, and I don't know the details because I was 7, and I'm too nervous to ask my parents of why they devastated my life. But they traded it to this guy, Bob, for a trip to the Bahamas. Like he had like 2 tickets. Like it must have been some kind of package.
Hold up. 2 tickets. Just your mom and dad went?
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Wait,
no. Originally they were like, we traded to the Bahamas. And I remember maybe I'm making this up in my mind, but I remember thinking like,
this is the
okay,
trauma,
Bahamas.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm like, I can do the Bahamas. Yeah. I know about the Bahamas. We'll put on some bathing suits and swim. I've never left
run
the country.
A golf cart down there.
And yeah. They were like, no, well, he only has the 2 tickets. It's kind of an adult place to go.
No way.
And I was like, oh, all right. And it didn't occur to me as that there was an injustice taking place. That I was a boy,
one.
And I was like, well, what am I getting? I should get the value of the Bahamas trip or something. But when you're seven, I for me at least, I had no assertion, or I just kind of was like, okay. And I don't remember it being traumatic until my wife started crying.
It was traumatic for
and
her.
This is yeah. Like, yeah, this is like who you are. And it's so funny because I've even tried to do it as a bit on stage, and the whole audience is like, oh, like nobody's people are like, why is this isn't funny? This
I
is
thought
terrible.
You were going to say they additionally bought two more tickets to take you and your sister, and that was the only cost they had to. But
no,
they just said, fuck you guys.
No, we had to stay with my uncle who was 12 and shot fire at us. No, I don't remember. They went. They had a great time. They came back all tanned with photos and you know, looking like they just got laid and everything. And I had no go-kart. I had to settle for a bike.
Oh, man. That's brutal, Joe. That
but
is brutal.
I do think it like it is a lasting feeling that I'm like, whatever I have, I'm going to lose. Nothing is really mine. Does anybody really, you know, like
it can be taken at any time.
Yes,
and I don't
exactly.
even get to enjoy anything for, so you got nothing from it. They didn't give you anything. Like, we'll take you to a dinner.
I got nothing. I mean, I was seven. So they paid
glove.
For dinner. Yeah. Maybe it was like, we'll go to get some spaghetti on us or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, it was pretty traumatic, but
you trade some of your baseball cards for spaghetti.
I mean, it's sad to look at. I just look,
it is. That's heartbreaking. That's a badass go-kart. That
so,
dude knew.
Look so happy knowing they're
that
about
dude
to have
look,
the best
about,
vacation.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. They're off.
Like looking about to bust those winter coats off and head to the Bahamas.
And I'm just like, I can't believe it. Look at me. Look at my little hands.
You all are bumping
out.
Up for the winter. They did tell you that day. They were like, fuck this place. We're going to Bahamas.
Yeah. It was right. I mean, I can't believe you have this photo. That's magical.
All right. We're going to do some Kirsten questions.
Hypothetically, if your son ever wins a go-kart, is there any trip that you actually would give that go-kart up for?
And not take him. Can I just
and
add
not
on
take
to
him.
That? Part?
Just yeah. you and your wife.
I mean, it's hard. I haven't had a kid. I mean, maybe it had been 7 years since they had an intimate evening together. And they were like, listen, we got to get
some island. Fucking.
Yeah, we got to get some island orgasms going. So I don't know. I can't be in their position, but it's hard to imagine me taking a go-kart from a child that he had won. I'm sure my parents were like, yeah, enter the contest, thinking I would never win. They should have in that moment been like, you can't enter the contest because if you win, we wouldn't be able to keep it. That's what they could have done. They could have been like, we can get you a couple scratch tickets instead. You know, so I'm going to say no. If my kid wins a go-kart, he's keeping that goddamn go-kart. And we live in Queens, so it's going to be tricky to have a go-kart
still
in the city. But yeah, that or I'd trade it for a trip to, you know, New Hampshire or something. I don't know. I don't know what it's like. I don't want to be too critical of my parents.
Are there any vacations that you guys did all go on together, and were they good or did they turn out bad?
My family, we always went up to Maine because we grew up in Massachusetts. So we would drive up to like Wells Beach, Ogunquit, Maine. And one time we went to, what the hell is it called up in Maine where the bushes have a home. And George
Kennebunkport.
Kennebunkport, yes. And
George, I only know that from the Dana Carvey impression.
Yeah. That's where it was. Yeah, Kennebunkport. So we went up there and we got to look at the house from a distance, and we actually saw Marine One come, and like they must have been there that weekend.
Oh, really?
And when you're like six or seven or eight or whatever, like the idea that like the president is right there, it was mind blowing. So that was good. I remember pretty fondly, but yeah, we were always a Maine family. We never flew anywhere. We did go to Disney World in 1991 when I was nine. So,
and what was that? That's what I was going to say to you. Like, if something like that happened with my daughter where she won something and I couldn't take her or whatever, I would make up for it with something like that, Disneyland, or I'd be like, you can tell me where you want to go.
Yeah, eventually we did go to Disney, and I was like, I don't know what was wrong with me. I was just really depressed. Every photo, I'm like, I look so upset.
Bummed.
It's really bad. Yeah. I was like, I think I posted on Instagram once. I'm like, this is what childhood depression looks like. I'm literally sitting next to Mickey Mouse, like just devastated. Probably because I didn't have my goddamn go-kart. Yeah.
But for real.
I remember it kind of fondly, but I was very sad. And I also, this is the other thing that happened. I was all excited about Space Mountain, the roller coaster.
Yeah.
And when I got there, we waited in line. I was with my mother and my aunt, and they were kind of like, bigger girl, and I was nine, and I thought I'll sit in between them. I'll feel safe because I'll have these two big ladies. And I don't know if you've been to Space Mountain recently. It's like single, it's like a solo seat. You sit single file. And I was nine, and I got two. I was like, I don't want to sit by myself. I want to be next to my mom or my aunt. And so I chickened out And I just, it was devastating. I had to walk down this long thing. And then my mother and aunt were like, well, we waited in line, so we're waiting. So I had to walk down by myself just in defeat. And they never stopped giving me shit. And I always joke, like, they still...
they bust your balls
about
it.
Yeah, and they still do. And it's so funny because I'm like, I was nine. Like, since then... I've been on a Black Hawk helicopter in Iraq. I've gone to war. I did comedy. I didn't fight. But I'm like, I've been to Peru and Jerusalem and Ecuador and all over.
You ain't been on Space Mountain, though.
I'm like, you guys have never left. And they're like, yeah, but you chickened. They hold on to it. They're like, you little
bitch. You walk down the mountain.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm on TV.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I'm rich! For Christ's sakes! But I'm still just that little... bitch who had my go-kart taken and I chickened out on Space Mountain.
What sports did you play growing up?
I played baseball and basketball, and then later in high school.
How tall are you? 6'2"?
6'2", yeah.
Did you have a growth spurt or were you always a tall kid in school?
I was always pretty tall. I think as far as I can remember, fourth, fifth grade. There we go. 92
well done,
champs,
Kirsten.
Baby. I'm on the top
Whitman
right.
Whitman News.
Top right, baby. That's me, Whitman News. Yeah, we went to the championship 3 years in a row. And we won the first year, lost the next two.
Who's the guy on the back left? The coach? Who is this coach here?
No, that's John Kelly, baby. JK. He was the head coach. I mean, you got
he's
the Carmelo jersey.
Listen, the guy in the back middle's got head coach vibes.
No, you know what? He was. And then
I was
John Kelly
say,
took
this
over
guy's
that
got
season.
Third base and bouncer vibes.
John Kelly, baby. Man, I haven't seen that photo in a minute.
Look
there
how big he is.
Yeah, 10 years old. John Kelly. He was the best. And... it was great, and I had a game. This is the peak of my life still, and it was a best of three. It was game three of the championship.
And that's your team name, the Whitman News?
Whitman News, yeah. It was sponsored, and that was a newsstand.
Okay, but what were you?
What
were
you
the Rangers or anything
no,
like that?
No, we didn't
that?
Have You're any of that. It was all sponsored. It was Whitman News versus Duval's.
You were like the Dodgers sponsored by Whitman News.
No, we didn't have any of that. We literally were just like.
What were your cheers?
Peaceful Meadows versus Whitman News.
Peaceful Meadows? Bullshit.
Yeah. I should have been the ice cream place.
The newspapers.
So we were
playing
like,
Peaceful Meadows today.
Like, come on, boys. Read the news now. but front page news. Here we go. But so my third year, it must have been 94. I was 12 in the championship game. It was this guy, John Kelly, and the Carl Malone, who was the mailman. Mm-hmm. We had we had to come from behind. We were down a couple runs. I don't remember the exact situation, but I was hitting like fifth, and the guy, Tom Brooks, was hitting fourth. He was like our big slugger, but he would swing at everything. He was like a class, like every baseball player now. He would strike out or hit one out. And our coach said he's never walked in his life. And he said, I know you want to swing. You want the game winner, but I want you to be patient. Just get on base any way you can. This is crucial. And just get on base, move the line. And when you get on base, and he pointed at me and he said, Joe, then you're the man. And I said, got it. And somehow this son of a bitch drew a walk. I mean, he's never, I swear to God, never walked ever. And he would swing at pitches up over his head. He walked, it loaded the bases. And then the other coach, whose name I remember, I won't even say it, I don't want to disparage, I think he's dead now. He came out, as I was coming to the plate, he called time, went to the mound like he was Sparky Anderson, and brought an outfielder into the infield to have a fifth infielder. And I remember being like so mad of
Listen,
like, you
that's
piece
your
of
whole
shit.
Fucking life right
this
there.
This is my life.
Say his name. Yeah. Go ahead. You said, I don't want to be disparaging. What was the coach's name?
It was
that
Mr.
Did
O'Grady.
That?
You piece of shit.
You piece of shit, O'Grady. Yeah.
Everybody was owed something O'Grady. In Massachusetts. So he brought in a fifth infielder.
This son of a bitch is pulling some shift stuff back then.
Oh, I remember being furious. And I swear to God, I don't think there's any video to prove my story, but I hit a line drive right into left center, right Hell where the outfielder yeah. would have been. Walk-off hit. I got to first. I did like the Jordan fucking fist. And everyone dumped, you know, those little, what were those little plastic? They look like barrels.
Like grenades?
The juice. Yeah, I remember those. Dumping that on it. And
what's Big Jazz over here doing? 32. Was he going
nuts? He was
the
best. Yeah, he went nuts. And it was magical. I mean, it was the best I've ever felt in my life. And
hell yeah,
I can name
great.
A few of those guys. Oh, that's Tom Brooke all the way to the left next to John Kelly there. That's him, I think.
Oh, up behind him, standing top left. That's the kid that drew the walk.
Yeah.
How about that?
And he would hit bombs. And
That dude in the middle. What's his name? What's coach's name?
The guy in the
coach.
Center right there, Mr. Crenshaw, Jim
coach
Crenshaw,
bro.
Yeah, he's still around.
Of the
I
Whitman
think.
News.
Yeah, and he was
92
scary.
He looks scary, dude. He looks scary.
He was very intimidating.
He looks like one of those silent dudes that maybe either chews or smokes and's got tons of story. He looks like he's probably straight out of Vietnam. Look at him.
He was a badass.
Yeah, I'll bet he's killed people we for always sure.
He would yell, because we would yell up the street, like I was saying earlier, like to your kid, and he would go, Jimmy! Get your ass in here. Like you could hear it was scary. He was like the scary dad. We would all be like, there's my cross country team. This is fun. There it is. There's the Disney photo.
There
Look how
go.
Miserable
so
I am.
Happy.
Look at this. That's me at Disney World right there. Is that the saddest thing? There's my uncle who shot the fire.
look at
it. My goddamn
He's like,
face.
Sheriff of Bullet Valley, it says.
I mean, that is that devastating. Like that is a man without a go-kart.
Yeah, you sure are. Just robbed of your childhood, bro.
I mean, I feel for my parents. They spent all this money to bring me down there, but that was tough.
When did you stop playing baseball? When did it hit you that it passed you?
Well, sadly, I played when I went to ninth grade in high school. I ran cross country because I didn't really have a fall sport, and I liked running, so I ran cross country, and then basketball, I felt like I wasn't good. I fell in love with my cross country coach, and he was the track coach, and we were like a track powerhouse. We won all the time. He's like a Hall of Fame coach. So then I was like, you know what? I'll just run winter track, because I got to know everybody and I was kind of, you know, shy. So I was like, well, I won't do basketball. I'll do winter track. And then I was ready to play baseball. That was my plan. And I was such a bad student, I became ineligible. I failed off the track team.
You did?
Yeah, I got two Fs. Because I was just a idiot.
In what classes?
One was a math, whatever, geometry. And the other one, this is embarrassing, was intro to computers. I'm like a traitor to my generation. I still am bad with computers. Introduction to computers.
Intro, yeah.
I failed. Because I didn't understand a mouse and all. I couldn't. My brain didn't work that way. It still doesn't. And I'm an old soul. And so I was ineligible. So I couldn't try out for the baseball team because I was ineligible. They're like, we don't want some ineligible idiot. But my track and cross country coach was like, well, you can practice with us. I'll have you on the team. You just can't compete. And then when the fourth semester or whatever starts, you'll become eligible and then you can just join. So he allowed me to be on the bus and in the locker room and everything. So I just went, okay, well, that's a good deal. So I ended up doing that. And then I played like town baseball. Anyway, so that was the end of my baseball career, really.
Got it.
All because I failed off the team. Who knows what might have been.
Such promise.
So I stayed and I ran cross country and track. And by the way, we won the conference championship all three seasons, all 4 years. So I was 12 for 12 in team conference championships.
So once you really got into that, then did you keep your grades up so you didn't miss?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
liked it?
Yeah. And I hated homework and the idea of homework. I still am truly against the idea of homework.
I'm with you on that. I agree.
Insane. Because I was like, I'm an athlete. So I'm like, I'm working a longer shift than my parents. It doesn't make sense to me. I think it's obnoxious that children have to wake up at whatever time, go to school for 6.5 hours, and then go home and work.
Right. Do more work. You're going there to do that.
Yeah. You know? I don't get it. I don't like it. I'm going to run as soon as I have my kid, I'm going to run for the PA or whatever it's called.
Do it, bro. PTA.
PTA. Yeah. PA.
Yeah, Joe List for PTA fucking president.
Yeah. Damn right.
Dude, thank you for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. This was fun. Will you plug, promote whatever you'd like again, please?
Yeah. At Joe List Comedy on Instagram. You can see sad photos of me as a boy. And the specials are all on YouTube. This year's material and enough for everybody. Go to my YouTube, subscribe, and share. Tell some friends that I'm funny, for God's sakes. I want to buy a go-kart for my son.
Do it, dude. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are available at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to you all next week.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.